Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 180, for Saturday, August 19th, 2017, and day 19, yes, thank goodness, of the 2017 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. I'm having a terrible problem. I've had it multiple times already during this challenge, and I'm having a horrible one tonight. I think this is either number four or number five start for this podcast, and the only thing that's causing me a problem is the relationship between my episode number, the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge day, and the date. And two of those are the same number. And the other one is only one off, at least in the single digits thing. I have no idea why this is happening to me, but it's been terrible this year. It's been worse than other years. And in other years, all three were separate because it was the 30 days before the start of Dragon Con. So, August 10th might have only been the eighth day of the Dog Days Podcasting Challenge. And then it was who knows what episode number of mine. But, and they're all like almost, they're so close now. But I don't know. Whatever I'm doing, in my brain is, I don't know. It's deliberately trying to cause me problems, it seems like. So tonight I had a couple things that it's gotten late. It's kind of been a long day. We were in Charlotte for a lot of the day, and then we got back and we got Gracie, and she wasn't feeling well, but she was okay. She's fine, feeling better now, and she's asleep in the other room. So things calmed down a little bit. We had dinner with Charlotte's dad, but it is getting on. It's 10:45, so we're not playing around here. And I looked at a couple of my notes, and I was like, oh, maybe I can do this one. I was going to talk about role-playing games. And I'm like, no, that's like something I need to sit down and think about. And then there was something else. I don't remember. One of the other ones, I was like, oh, it was science fiction authors and people that I've really found to be, impactful on me over the years. And I was like, okay, a couple of these I can rattle off, but then there's some others. And I thought about that. That was Pat Cadigan and then Stephen Barnes. And I'm like, oh, man. And then, so I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to just throw that one. Be a little throwaway thing. So, but then I picked, at one point, I got the perfect idea because I picked up this notebook out of my, my desk drawers. And there was a little teeny orange circular thing underneath it. And I looked at that and I thought about it for a few seconds and I realized that is the thing to talk about. And I don't think I've ever talked about that on this podcast or on this podcast before. I don't think so, even within the Dog Days, but we'll see. But certainly not recently, I don't think. And what it was a Nerd Merit Badge from nerdmeritbadges.com. It was one of the kind of first places to, be well known for making the little Nerd Merit Badges. And it was a Bitcoin Nerd Merit Badge. And so the story, and I reminded Charlotte of the story, and she was like, why are you telling me this? Because it's funny. And it's like, who'd have thunk the sort of thing. So back in 2000, so we go back to 2011. So this is 6 years ago, a little over 6 years ago. I don't know exactly when, if I remember correctly. So I know Bitcoin was a thing. I knew what it was. It wasn't a thing that I was super involved in, but I knew what it was. I might have even tried to been doing, because that was back when you could still mine like with CPUs and certainly GPUs, which, you can't even mine with them anymore. And I had a few, that was back during a period where I had some machines with what was for the time pretty decent GPUs. So I might have even tried to do some mining. I don't think I ever mined any Bitcoins, I was aware of it at the time. And I'm not 100% sure. I didn't check this part. I checked enough of it to get the dates right via email with the Nerd Merit Badges guys. But I want to think that I first read about the story on Boing Boing. It was back, I think I've heard Dave Slusher mention that he doesn't read Boing Boing in his RSS reader anymore, and neither do I. I pulled out almost all of my like super high volume RSS feed stuff that just there's no way you can keep up. So. But this is back when I was reading Boing Boing on a regular basis. And I think it was Boing Boing, where they had a story about Nerd Merit Badges, and they had created a special badge, a Bitcoin badge. And the only way, and Bitcoin was kind of at the point where people were starting to, talk about it. And you could only buy this Bitcoin badge with Bitcoin. And in fact, you buy it with one Bitcoin. You sent them a Bitcoin, they would send you a badge. And I thought that was pretty cool. And then I started thinking about it. And I can't remember. I did not actually go back and look at Bitcoin history. Dang, I don't have Coinbase on my phone. I don't think I put it on this new phone on the Pixel yet. And I'm too deep into this podcast to check. So I don't remember what Bitcoin. This was... So they started it sometime in 2011. And I bought my badges into May of 2011. And I don't remember exactly what Bitcoin was. But I'm going to guess it was somewhere between $15 and $30 per Bitcoin at the time. And I was like, man, having a Bitcoin badge would be cool. Like, I might do this. And then I was even like, I should get one for Charlotte, too. Because go to Dragon Con. I have one of the bags that I wear to Dragon Con is a... at the time, I was pinning a bunch of, like, nerd pins. You know, those round pins that you get, at conventions and all sorts of stuff. Vogue Cthulhu, 2012, all sorts of stuff like that. And there was one year that I wore when I would carry my bag that had all my nerd crap in it at Dragon Con. I had a bunch of these pins on it. And I think it was around that year. And I was like, oh man, I'll just get a Bitcoin badge to put on there. They have a little Velcro-y back. So you just like stick some of the Velcro fuzzy stuff to the bag. And then I'd be able to, stick the Bitcoin badge onto it. And it'd be cool. So I was like, man, that'd be cool. And I'll get one for Charlotte too. And I was thinking about, I'm like, oh, it wouldn't even be that expensive. I mean, it's like crazy to spend 30 or 40 or 50 or 60, whatever it was, bucks on these Bitcoin things. But that would be kind of cool. Then I was like, hold on. And I don't, maybe I had read something about it. But this was back, I have had a Second Life account for a long time. I think my account started during the beta, whatever that was. So 2005, 2004, or something like that. Long time. And something during that period, either I looked it up or I had read another story, maybe on Boing Boing or something, but I was like, how about I do this completely with virtual money? And I have a way grandfathered, like I said, I was in the beta, Second Life account that makes Second Life accounts that you pay for. Second Life can be free or you can pay money for a subscription. I think it's still the same. And I pay the annual subscription, which is like the cheapest way. It's about $6 a month. Pretty sure it hasn't changed. I check it every year just to make sure. But what it turns out is, and then Second Life's money, which is called Linden Bucks, if you have a paid account, you actually get a stipend. A weekly, you get a certain amount of Linden Bucks into your account every month. And for a long time, and this is the thing I haven't checked grandfathered, for a long time, once things started changing, there was an ability to, there has, for most of that time, there's been an outside of Linden Labs or within Linden Labs, they eventually actually brought the exchange of Linden Bucks to dollars under their own umbrella. But before that, and in 2011, it was, I think, still before that. Or it was at least it's still possible to do it outside. There were outside exchanges where you could trade Linden Bucks for money for dollars, and you could trade dollars for Linden Bucks. And you can still do that today. And in fact, I make enough money every year. I have a couple little things that I do inside Second Life to make money. Actually, one of the things Dave Slusher made, I even remember giving me permission to do this. But when Dave Slusher made his Evil Genius Chronicles t-shirts, I took his design and put it on a shirt inside Second Life and asked him for permission to sell them. And I think we have some deal. It might have been 50%. Now, I don't think I've ever sold any. It's possible. I may have to go back and check. I may owe Dave like, you know, $5 or something. But I don't think I actually ever sold any Second Life. But that is one of the things that I have sold is Evil Genius Chronicles shirts in Second Life. Or tried to sell, anyway. Evil Genius Chronicles shirts in Second Life. But actually just the stipend. They have lowered the stipend over time for the subscription. But they grandfather the people, at least, and I hope they still have. They've grant the people who have never stopped their subscription, like your stipend doesn't go down. You get the old stipend. But then people who join after you get the lower stipend. So I've always had that higher stipend. And I was like, how can I change? Is there a place where I can change Lindenbucks into Bitcoin or into dollars and dollars into Bitcoin? And I actually found a place. I don't remember what the name of the exchange was, but I actually found a place where I didn't even have to go to the intermediary step of dollars, like Lindenbucks to dollars, dollars to Bitcoin. I actually found an exchange that would let me buy Bitcoin for Lindenbucks. And so I bought 2 Bitcoin because that's what I need. No, I bought 3 Bitcoin because I frittered away over the past like 3 or 4 years. I bought 3 Bitcoin because I had an extra Bitcoin for a while. And then I just spent it because it was fun to buy things online occasionally with Bitcoin. And I frittered like 8/10 of that last Bitcoin away just in time. So you see where I'm going now, because for those of you who are not up on Bitcoin pricing, like I said, during that period of time, Bitcoin was somewhere between $15 and $30. U.S. dollars per Bitcoin was what you could buy one for or sell one for. And I don't remember for several years now, it's been around 350 Lindenbucks to the dollar. But I would make this stipend every month that would give me enough money, you know, and it would build up in my account over time. I actually make I haven't checked it this year, but until this past year, I make money every month on my Second Life account. It's $72 a year because I pay the $6 a month annual fee. And I make more than $72 worth of stipend money during the year because my stipend has never gone down. It's not a huge amount of money, but I have like $200 in my Linden account, just building up over years, over years, over years. And in the middle, and that's not, you know, that's discounting the fact that back in 2011, I spent somewhere between $45 and $90 of that. I don't remember, like I said, I don't remember exactly what Bitcoin was selling for to buy 3 Bitcoin. I bought 3 Bitcoin with virtual money from Linden Labs. I sent 2 of those Bitcoin to the Nerd Barrett Badges guys, and they sent me 2 Nerd Barrett Badges. And then I kept that 1 Bitcoin, and then I bought little things. It was just cool to buy stuff online. And now I have like, I think 1/10 of a Bitcoin or something like that. No, not even, you know, around 1/10, because, yeah, around 1/10 of a Bitcoin left. And again, for those of you who don't realize where this story is going yet, I bought 3 Bitcoin in 2011 for somewhere between $45 and $90. Those, as of yesterday, I haven't checked today. Maybe there was a Bitcoin crash, but as of yesterday, the day before, those 3 Bitcoin would be worth about $12,000. Bitcoin is currently, and I would have 3 Bitcoin. What's the new one? Bitcoin Prime or Bitcoin Cash or Bitcash, Bitcoin Cash. There's been a fork, but we don't even want to get into the fork, which is more money still. But no, regular Bitcoin is worth about $4,000 a Bitcoin now. So I spent $8,000 in effect. I mean, I know, you know, you don't know the future and all that stuff, but it's just kind of ironic and funny to look back on it now and realize that I spent 2 Bitcoin, which are now worth $8,000 on 2 little teeny, you know, 1 inch across or 1.5 inch across Nerd Merit badges that have a little Bitcoin symbol on them. They're very nice. But, and then I frittered away the other piece of Bitcoin. I think at one point I paid my Xbox lot, like 4 or 5 years ago, I paid 3 or 6 months worth of Xbox Live account with Bitcoin, and when it was like $100 a Bitcoin. I was like, oh man, I made some money. I'll go ahead and use part of this to pay my Xbox Live. So yeah. And I think I did a quick calculation base the other day. And this is the point where Charlotte was like, don't tell me these sort of things. That if I had gotten the inkling, or if I had decided, hey, Bitcoin might be worth something that you looked into back in 2011-ish, I probably during that period could have converted, if I had converted like all my, and again, this is, you know, hindsight's 2020. I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's, this is our, you know, it's funny. It's a funny story. I could have converted, rather than converting my excess to my, like my excess Linden bucks beyond what pays for my account every year, just to cash and keeping it in cash. If I had spent a few years converting it to Bitcoin, I would probably have somewhere between 10 and 20 Bitcoins at this point, which would be between $40,000 and $80,000. Who'da thunk? Crazy times. So that's my entirely too long funny story for today about Bitcoin and me and my $4,000 nerd merit badges. So this has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And at that site, you can find connections to Facebook, GitHub, Instagram, Google Plus, you know, about anything. I think I still have my friend feed, and there are some of you, I believe, who were in my friend feed. I remember friend feed back in the day. That was a pretty cool little social site. But I got all sorts of goop on there. I think I mentioned Goodreads a few nights ago and some others I haven't looked at. I need to look at the list so that I can throw a new one on every time, because there's a ton of them on there. So, but that's it for tonight. This podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 US. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be in Greenville, getting ready for the eclipse on Monday. Greenville, South Carolina is in the totality region for the eclipse. And so Charlotte and I are both pretty excited. We're trying to decide what we're going to do for the podcast that day. And it may very well involve the eclipse. So, talk to you soon. Bye.